Love this song. Good morning to you on a Thursday morning. Getting near Halloween. I guess the kids got to get those costumes ready.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's fun, though? The adult Halloween party. You know what I mean? Seltzer, when's the last time you went to an adult Halloween party?
Probably 5.5 years ago when I had Zoe.
That's cool, yeah. Why 5.5?
She's almost 6. I was just 6 years ago.
I mean,
if you want to
Halloween's
say.
In a week, so 5
know,
and a
so
half.
So 6
would be...
years ago, okay. Then probably. Okay. And even then, Emily was pregnant, so maybe
this
7
guy,
years
this
ago.
This guy not showing well for Temple. He's got a Halloween 5.5 years.
It's You're right. The guy who didn't know when Thanksgiving was.
I got,
so rein it in, big
I
dog.
Got
all right. I was doing
Wait,
Zoe's
do,
age.
Hold on. What? Do you know when Thanksgiving is?
Yeah, late November on a Thursday.
Oh,
about that. All right. All right. I got confused a couple weeks ago. Ree, when's the last time you were at an adult Halloween party?
I would say it was probably like 25 years ago. And I only remember because I remember I went as the host of the party. And she got it the minute I walked in the door. It was actually.
That's a funny idea.
And they had dogs. So I had 2 stuffed animals.
Yep.
So it was, I literally went dressed as her.
Fair I will enough. Say the adult Halloween party is fun, but. The kid with the Halloween, when they get into it, and the costume and the whole thing, it's more fun. I'm telling you. It's awesome.
I believe it. I mean...
Like, my daughter loves
Halloween. I'm never going to have kids, but I believe it.
It's really neat.
Out again with your kid and exploring in the dark with your flashlight, with the costumes, whether you have one on or not. Just being there and watching.
Love it, man.
Really, it reinvigorates something.
Nice. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor the survivors and, of course, remember those that have passed away. We all hope for a cure. ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. How many regular season games, just take a guess, would you guess Joel plays this season? We know he ain't going to play 82. We know he ain't going to play 81. How many games do you think he plays this year? We've broken it down into 4 groupings. A, 60 or more. To me, that seems pretty damn unlikely. B, 50 to 59. I guess most Sixers fans would probably say, yeah, I'll take it. Not that you love it, but I'll take it. Choice C, 41 to 49. Yeah, it might be that. Last year he played, what, about 38 or 40 or something like that? Something like that. And choice D is 40 or less.
What are you going with?
I am going with 41 to 49.
Yeah, that's what I did.
41 to 49. Which would you be more inclined, Rhea, 40 or less or 50 to 59?
Oh, 40 or less.
Because he also could actually suffer an injury.
That's the whole
Like an
point.
Actual injury.
It's why it was insanity right. to sit him for the season opener.
The whole thing is so weird. All right, second poll question. And I want to pose this to everyone listening as well. Just a little extra thing to, you know.
I would go 40 or less also.
Would you really? As your number, as your answer
wow.
to your first question or the second question?
Like Joel Embiid, he didn't play to start
I know.
The season.
The league might change, though, but the league might.
This is broken. Like the whole, the mindset, the idea, like the fact that the league is going to come down on the Sixers for this. This is so broken. Last night, that idea is so broken, and I don't know. It doesn't feel like everyone is like appreciating that.
The NBA
like,
is
the
broken.
Start of the
NBA,
year,
the NBA is
and
broken.
And he didn't show up, and he didn't just say not just for that game. It's the next games too. It's the next games too.
I know.
He's saying I'm not hurt, but I'm not playing for a week. How can you do that? Your job is to go and play.
Well, he might not be allowed to. I mean, so
again,
for what it's
his
worth.
His job is to not play as much as he has in the past because he has never made it through the playoffs healthy. No. Why not try something different?
No, it's not an unreasonable thought. It's just aggravating, and how they rolled it out was not good. All right, 215-592-9494. Second poll question. James, I'm going right to you. Who would you prefer to see to win the World Series? Your preference to win it, the Dodgers or the Yankees?
The Dodgers.
See, here's the thing.
I just can't do it with the Yankees.
I think I'm leaning Yankees.
That's crazy to
because
me.
Because the Dodgers are in the Phillies league.
I don't care.
The Phillies
Honestly,
and the
what's
Dodgers.
Honestly, what's going to get the Phillies going more? Which of these two winners makes the Phillies be like, damn, that could have been us. That
100%.
Was us. It's the Dodgers. The Dodgers is a clear answer.
John, what's your answer?
Dodgers. I think that makes a lot of sense, Jimmy. That does make a lot of sense.
I mean, the Phillies have also had a lot of history with the Dodgers in a way that it's much more cold-blooded through the years. I mean, much
But we
more.
Don't hate the Dodgers the way we hate
no,
the Braves, the Mets.
No,
honestly, I hate
agree.
The Yankees more than I hate the Dodgers.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see where everyone stands. Yankees, Dodgers, 215-592-9494. 94. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John in Allentown right now. John, good morning.
What's up?
What's up?
That wasn't too bad.
It wasn't.
Usually is.
Problem is, you got to say something after that. I know the commercial ended with that, but you know this is a talk show.
Yeah. Hey, listen. You know your one poll question. I'd say under 50 games for sure for Joel. Under 50.
Well, what'll be interesting, John, I'll tell you what's going to be fascinating, to what degree the NBA can influence things. There's the plan, and then there's what the plan becomes if the NBA says, we're going to dock you draft picks, we're going to fine you millions.
Yeah, I wonder if it gets to, because I know there's fines in the beginning, but I wonder if it does get to draft
picks. I don't know what it gets to. I don't, you know, can
what's
they...
What's serious enough to they, make them reverse out about, of this plan?
How about
thing?
This? Can And I, guys, I'm just taking a guess. Can they say Joel suspended for the start of the playoffs? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so, but like...
They may come
down really hard because, you know, that, again, as was pointed out last night in the broadcast, Stephen A. Smith, $77 billion. Dollar TV deal. $77 billion.
I'm assuming the players in the league collectively bargained this player participation policy?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. A lot of stuff is collectively bargained. I don't know. But anyway, John, what do you got on the Eagles, my man?
Hey, you know, you're asking about, are you on the fence? Are you over the fence? Dude, I'm on this side of the fence sitting in a chair looking at the fence.
So
contemplating whether I'm going to climb the fence again, and get to the other side because I'm not convinced yet. Our coach is still a clown.
So that's
I gotta see what
keeps you furthest from trying to approach the fence, John. The coach is the biggest liability for your eyes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I feel similar.
Who I haven't seen and also our quarterback just. I have to see him progress, man. He's got to, you know, if the Eagles have a chance to beat the Bengals, the offense cannot come out and not score points in the first quarter.
Well, it's just beyond.
The Bengals are going to score. Yeah. They're going to score.
Yeah, I know.
So Jalen's got to do his job this week. You know, it's going to be a track meet. So, I mean, but as far as it goes, I'm on this side of the bench because the coach is still there. And I can see a lot more happening.
Okay.
As soon as something starts to go bad,
I will say this, John. Appreciate the phone call. The Eagles have played, believe it or not, one track meet this year, and they won it. Green Bay and the Eagles was pretty high scoring.
They should have scored like 41 34-29,
I think it was.
And it went back and forth, and the Eagles kind of kept coming back and doing their thing. So they have, like, I know it seems like a while ago, because when he first said track meet, my initial inclination is, Eagles can't win a track meet.
Oh,
then I'm like, wait a minute,
can.
They did
a
month ago.
We've got the biggest playmakers in the NFL.
Well, they have two of them.
Most explosive plays.
Explosive.
Incredible.
And by the way, that's what these teams value most right now. Everywhere you look, when I'm watching, you know, like inside the NFL type stuff, like around the league type stuff, you hear the coaches after the game, hey guys, bring it up. What are we talking about today? Explosive plays. What are we talking about stopping? We're limiting the explosives.
Sure.
You know, like this really is the new age vernacular.
I mean, Jalen talked about it yesterday. He said it's the team's identity or part of their identity. I thought that was a strong thing to say.
It was stop the run and run the football. That's what it was when I was playing.
Well,
that's different now. It's sometimes stop the run, sometimes run the ball, sometimes take what the defense gives you.
Yeah.
But you always have to stop big plays and go for
big plays. Here's the weird thing about this year and the explosive thing. The Eagles have a unique situation. They can get explosive plays with frequency in the running game.
By ground and by air, yes.
Yeah.
There's probably, you know, I don't know, a handful of backs that even if there's nothing there, like it doesn't even have to be blocked for these guys. Saquon, McCaffrey, you know, guys, special guys like that. Kamara, guys who can catch it and run it, can give you everything a wide receiver can give you out of the backfield.
Yeah.
It gives you so many options.
Nick Sirianni joined us 2 days ago on the program, and John asked him about, you know, the running attack. Let's listen. I tell you what, I did like this answer. Here's Sirianni the other day.
Nick, are we a running football team?
Damn right.
Yes.
I think you saw that, you know, anytime you go over 200 yards rushing, you can say that for sure. I think that we've been able to run, since I've been here, we've been able to run the football efficiently. And it goes in ebbs and flows, right? You know how it goes. Sometimes the box is stacked and you got to be able to throw it. Mm-hmm. And I have so much faith in our Jalen and our receivers and our tight ends and to be able to do that when we need to. But in this game, all right, you do what you need to do to win the football game, right? And that's in this game it was about the running game. And I don't know where we are ranked in the league. I would assume we're pretty high after but anytime you go over that 200 yard mark, and I don't know how many times we've done that since I've been here. It feels like a lot, but it's just this great feeling when you're able to do that. And so I think we can. I said you're right, definitely. We're a running team, but we have the ability to do both things, and the game will dictate that.
Look, I liked his answer. I liked the force with which he said it. I get his point to say, but we also got to be a passing team.
He pulled it back a little bit.
A little bit. But I do think
they're ranked two.
Yeah.
You got the Ravens in the lead. I love that we're number two in the NFL rushing the football behind a behemoth like the Baltimore Ravens. And yeah, we're far behind.
I believe.
But we're behind. We're number two.
I believe the Eagles should become even more of a running team. I really do.
Of course.
You know, because.
That would work.
I mean, one, you got Saquon. And two, I think, God, if they could ever, ever develop a play action pass game. Like, Jalen does throw a nice deep ball. For all my criticisms of him, he throws a pretty damn good deep ball. And so I would like to see some ground and pound with, hey, let's confuse the safety where the action is and try to throw over the top with A.J. Brown and Devontae. By the way, speaking of wide receivers.
It's going to happen, Joe. And we have a setup here. The way it's setting up, the fact that we are number two in rushing.
Yep.
When you look at the Ravens offense, the bind that they put offenses in. Now, they use more personnel, but you know they use a fullback too. Now,
I do.
We've got Van Sumeren in there as a fullback. We're experimenting with creativity.
Major difference.
With the run game.
Major
which is
difference.
Great to see.
No, I agree with that, but major difference. Lamar is still Lamar as a runner. Jalen's not what he was 2 years ago. He's just not.
And I think Jalen throws the ball better than Lamar does.
No,
and
he
I
does. That's
they
right.
Have
That's
a, they have Todd Monken, their offensive coordinator, has been proven to work well with Lamar.
Yep.
And they've got something good going on right now. But they've got something that approaches what I think we should be doing. Heavy dose of running the football, yeah. But you've also got nice drops in the bucket downfield. Like, I would want to throw it more than they do, but I think it's an approximation of what our offense could look like.
Yeah, and they're hiding Lamar.
When we're humming.
They're always partly hiding Lamar. By the way, one quick wide receiver question, then I want to get to give everyone a chance to win the Sarah Silverman tickets today. Maybe it's about contract. Can someone explain to me how in the world DeAndre Hopkins got traded for a fifth rounder? And Jahan Dotson got traded for a third rounder?
I was thinking about that.
The easy answer is that Jahan Dotson has an extra year of control on his draft. I agree with you. Jahan Dotson stinks, but that was how he misevaluated, obviously.
Does. He's not good.
No, well, he hasn't been good. How he misevaluated. But misevaluated the market, too. Mm-hmm. But that's why.
John, has you thought about that? One guy's a five, one guy's a three. No, I'm sure.
You didn't think about it with, like, Amari Cooper went for a third? I've thought about this the whole time. Amari Cooper went for a third. Devontae Adams went for a third.
They make a lot more money.
But they're done at the end of the year. Like, it's a one-year thing.
But you have to assume that for the year.
But the Eagles have like $33 million in cap left this year.
That's
like,
true?
Yeah, they've got a ton of cap. Or maybe it's not quite that much, but they have a lot of cap left. Howie always has cap
go
left.
Go get Cooper Kupp.
I wouldn't, though. You already traded a third. You're going to go. They need a pass rusher if you're going to make a trade.
Need a quarterback.
Oh, I'm not even ready to go there.
Well, they might need a quarterback. Hey, 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Sarah Silverman at the Met Philly on November 21st. Tickets on sale today and always at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. All right, John, I saw earlier this morning, I was looking it up online, this day in history. This day back in 1648.
Great year.
The 30 Years' War ended.
Ah.
Which I guess means it started in 1618.
Wait, there's a 30 years war.
100, and there's a 7 years war. There's all the, all right. So here's the deal. Today, boys and girls, we ask you, put that thinking cap on. Give us, like in the 30 years war, where there's a number in a phrase, some kind of phrase, something like, no, James, I need a ruling here. Do titles count or are titles discounted? Like, if someone said...
Why would they be discounted?
Yeah, I think they count, so especially if they become, like, a lot
so
of...
So title or phrase?
Sure. No. Hold
that's
on.
That's what I'm asking.
No. It's a phrase, not
that's
a title.
Why I agree. That's,
it's only if
you
the,
just
if
changed
the,
your mind.
I'm sorry. What I was trying to say is if the title has become a phrase, like it can be something that was originally a title but has become something that
I think
people say.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I agree. It can't be like just like 12 monkeys. Like
right.
That doesn't count.
2001: A Space Odyssey. I don't need that. Like
that doesn't count.
Here's what I need. 4 score and 7 years ago. I got a number in there. It's from a quote. It's become a phrase that is repeated. Like, put the thinking caps on. Give us a number in a phrase. There are a lot of big answers. By the way, I have one in mind as the potential winning answer. We'll see if anyone gets it today. John, when you think of a number in a phrase, because there are a lot of examples, what do you got?
I'm not sure on all the rules. I may need them explained on this again. But
what's the baker's dozen one?
What was that? 2020.
Yes, yeah, that's a great answer.
Yes, that's
well,
right.
Why wouldn't that work?
That would work. Now, that's good. Seltzer, a number and
so
a phrase.
So I'll give you an example of one that I believe was originally a song, but just became something that people say when this comes up. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Oh, okay. I understand it. Rhea, what do you got here for a number and a phrase?
Six and one half dozen of the other.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That's, yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right.
We got this. We can do this, guys.
We can do this. Big time answers abound. There's one I'm thinking of. I won't give you a hint. I wonder if it'll win. We'll see.